One benefit of the kind of winter we've just been through, less soil compaction this year because deep freezing and thawing is taking place. Production Development Manager for Wiffles Hybrids, Bob Jackson, says soil temperatures in many places are nearing levels needed for planting. He says typical optimum planting window for the Corn Belt between now and May 10th. Benefits of planting early include weed control, insect infestation reduction, reduced drying costs, and more.
My biggest benefit for planting early is finishing early. I think the biggest concern we have today is having stuff on the late end of the planting seasons. If we can get started earlier, that'll move up our finishing date. I'd like to have all my corn in the ground by that first week of May. I mean, sometimes we can have great conditions and it's okay to be planting in mid-May, but in general, I want that planting to be done that first week in May.
Now, you won't necessarily see improved performance with these benefits of planting early because there are many other factors that affect yield performance. Jackson says there are risks of planting early too, including frost and unfavorable conditions that cause poor stands.
The biggest risk is just having those conditions that are cold and damp. The seed treatments we currently use last 2 to 3 weeks, and if we extend that germination and early growing period in some cool, wet conditions that you can have with early planting. Sometimes we can have reduced emergence. With that slow germination and emergence conditions, we also could be set up for a heavy rain that can cause some crusting.
Andy says there are risks of planting early, including frost and unfavorable conditions that cause poor stands.
Sometimes you've got a partial stand out there and you're trying to figure out if it's better to leave that partial stand or do a replant later in the season. You know the whole field's not usually uniform in those conditions, so some spots may be good, other spots may be have to be torn up and replanted. It just causes for more stress during that season. Then it just leads to things later in the growing season. If you've got two different stages of crop growth that makes spring with insecticides and fungicides and herbicides at different times, and then it just leads to other issues when it comes time for harvest. Maybe that early planted corn's ready to go, but the replanted later part of those pockets isn't ready to go.